And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Whew. It goes like from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains called Auburn, straight across the border to what we now call, once again, Fort Benning. And then, oh, by the way, big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Ed P. from Huntsville checking in. Ed P. says on a text line, he says, a West Point classmate of mine recently posted on Facebook lamenting the firing of Vice Admiral Shoshana Chatfield. Yeah, I think she was the Pacific commander. Anyway, he asserted that he knew her to be an excellent officer with impeccable integrity who was fired because she was a woman. I argued that he should reread the portion of his commission that says this commission shall remain in effect during the pleasure of the President of the United States, and that the President can fire any commissioned officer for any reason or for no reason at all. And when that didn't sway him, he says, I posted credible news reports that she refused to post chain of command photos of President Trump, VP Vance, and SecDef Hegseth, and reportedly told her staff they would just, quote, wait him out for the next 4 years. Said I was met with silence from him, but agreement from everybody else in the discussion that if an officer cannot support their chain of command, the only honorable choice is to resign or retire. Any other course of action is unprofessional and prejudicial to the good order and discipline of the military. Ed P., you need to run this show, brother. You nailed it. Good job. On the opposite end of the spectrum is Shag Nasty checking in, saying Hegseth is the triple sec of defense. What does that even mean?
I was hoping you knew.
Okay. I don't know, but okay. And then our Merle from Hartzell just said, I just pulled off the highway in a parking lot. How do you stay so calm with Kareem? I hope they keep up the outstanding job getting our military back into a lean, mean fighting machine. Merle from Hartzell. Merle, stay safe on the road, brother. All right, let me go to the phone. Speaking of being on the road, Jeff Rowe from Indiana checking in. Hey, man, how are you doing?
I'm at that good place again.
Well, is ye northbound in that said place, or is ye southbound?
I'm northbound, and I can see the Batman building in Nashville. That's about it.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, at least there's that. What do you think, man? What do you think about all this stuff we're talking about? Is Pete Hegseth, is he on the outs? Are we about to lose our Secretary of Defense?
Oh, better not be, because he's doing a fine job. But, I think we need to look back in the background of all these reporters asking me all these questions and all these people that's downing him for what's going on here. I want to know what their opinion was on the Hillary server.
Yeah.
And, see how they commented on that, if they said it wasn't no big deal, or if they tried to protect her, or, you know, all this stuff and everything. And then if it's the ones that tried to shuffle Hillary's, that it wasn't no big deal and everything, I think you just need to look at them and say, you know, hey, I'll take the Hillary treatment, please. Thank you.
The Hillary treatment, which is otherwise known as a free pass.
Exactly. It's not a big deal anyway. I mean, but if we're going to go and knock everything on the, I guess it was for the Records Act and everything, you're supposed to have everything everything government does as far as the records. So we either enforce that to everyone, or we don't enforce it at all.
That's exactly right.
So you can't just pick and choose. Well, we're going to get the Republicans, but the Democrats can do all this other stuff. I think. And wasn't it even Anthony Weiner and some of them had some special stuff? I guess that was off all this stuff, and you know, it went to all these different people that shouldn't have known these things.
Yeah, what was Anthony Weiner's pseudonym on his? He used a different name, something Danger.
Like, Danger.
Look that up real quick.
Oh my God!
Anthony Weiner's pseudonym, and see what that was. It was like something Danger. It was ridiculous. Yeah. But he was saying all kinds of stuff that he shouldn't be saying. What did you find it?
Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger. That's him. Holy
danger,
cow!
All right.
Yeah, he's dangerous to be around your kids. I know that.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Listen, I gotta say too. One of the things you brought up Hillary again, and it really reminds me. The left will scream about what's going on with Hegseth and pretend they've got something that they don't. But you're right. They didn't say boo about what happened with Hillary's server. By the way, at the exact same time that Hillary was not being prosecuted, there was a young Navy man who worked in a nuclear submarine, who made a stupid mistake. He took pictures of his workstations in the sub because he thought it was cool, and he got prosecuted because that was a violation of the security clearance requirements to work in the sub. So he's working on a nuclear sub, exactly. Takes pictures. He gets prosecuted, loses his career. Hillary Clinton takes bleach bit and a hammer to her server and takes a free pass and runs for president. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like I say, they ruined his life, but she gets a pass.
Yep.
And then we can't forget that Obama knew about the secret server, too, because he was contacting her on it.
Yep.
So, I mean, how much information was passed there that was lost on that server that they didn't want nobody to know?
Yep, absolutely.
Including Obama.
Well, it's fake outrage. This is not about security clearances. This is not about anything except A, get Trump, and B, stop warriors. They don't want either one. They don't want Trump, and they don't want warriors.
Yeah, I wonder if what would happen if Trump would change his registration to becoming a Democrat. Wouldn't that be wild? What would they do? It's like, oh my gosh, we hate ourselves now.
Well, maybe we'll get Elon Musk to just buy the Democrat Party, flip it. And we'll have a whole new day. Be awesome.
Well, that's all I ever hear is that he owns everything. He's this, that, and everything else. And he's the biggest patriot immigrant that we've had, as far as I'm concerned. He's putting his own neck out there and sacrificing his own money and everything else to do what's right for this country. So
I agree.
I'll take a lot of him. I'll take all the immigrants we can like him.
All right, man. Listen, be safe on the road, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, all right?
Have a good one, Phil.
You too, buddy. See ya. Jeff Rowe from Indiana. I got this whole section here. I'm not sure what I can get done, but I've got this last dipper that's actually, I actually called it Panicans. Oh, my gosh, you're quick on that button.
I knew it was coming.
So that's our actual sound effect for Panicans. Those are Panicans, by the way, are people who live to spread fear. You either live in fear or they live to spread fear, or both. And they just kind of gush fear every time they get into a topic. And they talk about all the worst case scenarios, and they're doomsayers, and there's nothing good in the world. And like, I look at it like, I had a piece here. I guess I'll go ahead and I guess I'm in the dipper now.
We played the sound effect. We're in the dipper.
Here's a name you haven't heard in a while. Dylan Mulvaney. Where's he been? We don't care.
No, I don't really care.
Breitbart's got an article came out yesterday. Says that controversial transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. I like the fact that they still call him Dylan. Dylan Mulvaney appears to be seeking to permanently relocate his residence outside the U.S., In an interview with a UK-based gay website called Pink News, Mulvaney insisted he's looking to permanently relocate to England. And I look at this and think, okay, why? And then again, I got to thinking, I don't care. And it's because Britain is very welcoming, and he doesn't feel welcome back here. And I'm thinking, can we start a GoFundMe account to help him buy the plane ticket and get him out of here?
Yep.
And can they put him on, I don't know, let's find a liberal beer over there and put him on the can and see how it goes. but these are folks who live to spread the worst case scenario as being the only way forward. Everything's bad. I mentioned one in my monologue earlier in the show, and I'm going to have to come back and get some of these text messages. Y'all are awesome. So I'm going to just do a little bit of this dipper. But MSNBC, the talking heads on MSNBC, which includes one named Simone Sanders, I believe it is. She's the bald one. But Simone Sanders is of the mind that the deportations that Trump is engaging in are going to bring down democracy as we know it. And that next in line is people of color, she says, are going to be next in line for deportation. Okay, let's just play it. Go ahead and play it.
I've been talking about this all week, but Janae Nelson of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, she penned an op-ed in The Nation this week.
Okay, stop.
And her op-ed talked...
First of all, she's relying upon something written by a person who works for the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. Keep going.
talked about that we think that democracies are the way they die is dramatically through these wars and blood is shed, and it's cinematic in a sense. But really, the realistic way in which democracies die is it is dismantled brick by brick, piece by piece. And she says that what we are seeing now with the lawlessness from this administration.
Okay, lawlessness. It's
are really the canaries in the coal mine gasping for air. I'm paraphrasing here. But to me, that is why Kilmer Abrego Garcia's specific case, the case of the gentleman who's a makeup artist out of California who was also sent to that prison, that is why the 75% of the folks who have been sent, the men who have been sent there that don't have criminal records, that is why this is so important. Because if they could do it to them, if they could snatch students off the street without any pushback or recourse, they will do it to any of us. To be very clear, it's going to be the people of color and vulnerable communities that are next in line.
Stop. All right. The lawlessness, she says. Doom, gloom, fear. Snatching people off the street. Doom, gloom, fear. The idea that these people have never committed a crime. They're here illegally. Oh, by the way, they're all MS-13 gang members, and quite a few of them have committed crimes in the United States, aside from coming here illegally. And that, oh, by the way, she's really scared. She's fearful. She's gloom, doom, fear on the idea that somehow or another this will not only bring down democracy as we know it, one brick at a time. By the way, how's it going to bring down democracy? Because illegals don't vote anyway. At least they're not supposed to.
I don't even think she knows what she means with that statement.
I don't either. And then she winds up intoning that what's going to happen next is after they finish snatching up all these innocent people off the streets, then they're coming for the people of color. That's what's going to happen. Sure. That makes good sense. Here's the problem. Okay. Here's a problem. Here's one of many problems. Sitting across from her when she said that was a U.S. congressman, a Democrat from Maryland, whose name escapes me at the moment. Have you got it on the screen? Do you see what it is?
It's not on here. I can
look it up. I had it in my monologue
earlier.
I'll
do some research.
It's in my monologue from earlier. But the reality is, sitting across from her, not disputing a single thing she just said in her gloom, doom, and fear, is a U.S. congressman who actually nodded his head in agreement and then said, this is why black people don't trust Trump's deportation. Who is it? You got his name? No? It's just, it blows your mind that this is these are panickins. These are absolute panickins. You're slower on the button that time.
I'm trying to do some
research. I had to say the word twice when you push the button.
I'm trying to figure out who this guy is. I can't see it anywhere.
Just look at my text from my monologue.
Oh, it is
earlier.
Glenn Ivey.
That's right. Democrat Glenn Ivey, congressman from Maryland. Yeah. Can you imagine if a Republican said, you know what's going to happen is Joe Biden's going to deport, you know, all the white people.
The whole narrative.
Or if we said all the black people.
Yeah. The whole narrative of if they can do it to them, they'll do it to you is so stupid. And it's just fear mongering.
It's absolute. This is why the Democrats prove time and again they don't understand leadership, because leadership is meant to engage people in the process of doing things they might not otherwise do on their own. And you don't just do that through fear. Healthy fear is okay. Healthy fear is like teaching a soldier combat skills so that when they take the hill, they are better able to, you know, live through the fight. Healthy fear is like little stuff like I said earlier in my monologue is like, you know, you don't want to miss your flight. You're scared of missing your flight, so you get to the airport early. Healthy fear usually involves self-discipline and a higher cause. Unhealthy fear is what you heard there. People cowering because Trump's going to try and deport all the people of color because that's what he does. He's lawless, tearing down democracy. It's absolutely, completely asinine. And it's panickins. That screaming goat thing, I think, is my favorite sound effect, like, ever.
It's a great one.
It actually is. I got more on this. I'm not sure we're going to get there. But, you know, here's the thing. Liberals don't know what to do because they're not in charge and they don't know how to get back. They don't have any message. Let's take a break. Fear is all they got? That's crazy. Fear. Can you imagine if fear is all you got? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. How about a little hope, y'all? We'll be right back.